Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1138. How to go from sedentary to running in 5 steps. Part 2 by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, with permission from the authors and with a bit of my commentary at the end. Today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, definitely check out yesterday's episode first. That's episode 1137. Oh, and by the way, if you're looking for accountability, which is something that Leo mentioned in yesterday's post, we have a new free group where you're welcome to post, meet like-minded people, and participate in challenges. You can find all of this at oldpodcast.com/join. We appreciate you joining. And with that, let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. How to go from sedentary to running in 5 steps. Part 2 by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. The 5 steps. Okay, here are the 5 steps to becoming a runner. There are some rough time frames in each step, but the real rule is to increase only when you feel ready and no sooner. If you need longer for a step, take longer. There's no rush. But if you think you can do it sooner, I would suggest that you not. Step 1. Start walking. Start out walking just 3 times the first week and 4 times the second. In the first week, you only need to do 20 to 25 minutes. Increase to 25 to 30 minutes the second week. After this, you can graduate to the next step. Or, if you'd like to stay in the step for a week or two longer, that's okay. If you stay longer, walk 4 times the third week, 30 to 35 minutes each time. The fourth week, stay at 4 times, but increase to 35 to 40 minutes each time. Step 2, start running/walking. Do this step very gradually, just a little more each time. For this step, you'll continue to exercise 4 times a week. You want to warm up by walking for 10 minutes. Then do a very, very easy run-walk routine. Jog lightly for 1 minute or 30 seconds if that seems too hard, then walk for 2 minutes. Repeat these intervals for 10 to 15 minutes, then do a 10-minute walking cool down. Do the step for 2 weeks or longer if you like. Step 3, lengthen the running. Once you're comfortable running for a minute at a time for several intervals each time you exercise, you're ready to start running a little longer. Continue to exercise 4 times per week. Increase your running to 1 minute and 30 seconds with an equal walking for 15 minutes. So it would look something like this. 1 minute and 30 seconds of running followed by 1 minute and 30 seconds of walking. Do that for a total of 15 minutes. Follow this interval a couple times or more, then increase running to 2 minutes with walking for 1 minute. Do this a few times or more, then increase to running 2 minutes and 30 seconds and walking for 30 seconds to a minute. If any of these increases feels too hard, feel free to go back a step until you're comfortable increasing. Again, don't rush it. You should stay in this step for 2 to 3 weeks or longer. Step 4, follow the rule of 9. Once you start step 3, you're basically running with short walking breaks, This can seem difficult, but it'll get easier. Commit to doing 9 running workouts in step 3. After that, it'll get easier. The first 9 running workouts can be difficult, but after that, it almost always gets better and more enjoyable. Don't quit before the 9 running workouts. After the 9, try running with only infrequent walk breaks. Step 5. Take your running to new levels. First of all, celebrate. If you've made it to step 5, you're now a runner. You might be walking a little during your runs, but there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, feel free to keep doing walk breaks as you work on your running endurance. Some runners have been known to do a marathon with walk breaks, running 10 minutes and walking 1 minute. That's completely fine. Eventually, you probably won't need the walk breaks, but no need to rush. In this step, you want to continue taking your running to new levels. There are a number of ways to do this. You can gradually increase your running until you can do 30 to 40 minutes of running at a time, 4 days a week. Do this increase gradually, as you should be mostly running for 15 minutes at a time by the end of step 4. Just increase by 5 minutes each week. Or you can sign up for a 5K. If you can run for 30 to 40 minutes, you can complete a 5K. Sign up for one. They are still doing 5Ks that you can do from home. And participate with the idea of just finishing. Have fun doing it. Once you've increased your running to 30 to 40 minutes at a time, you can also designate one run a week as your long run. Try to increase this by 5 minutes each week until you can do an hour or more. This is your endurance run, and it is key to most running programs. Then once you've built up some endurance, you can add some hills to your program. Add hills gradually by finding a more hilly course and eventually adding hill repeats, where you run kind of hard up the hill, then run easy down the hill, and then repeat 3 to 5 times. After hills, do a little speed workout once a week. Do intervals of a couple of minutes of medium hard running with a couple of minutes of easy running. Now be sure to make these speed workouts shorter than your normal runs. If you run for 40 minutes, do 25 to 30 minutes for your speed workouts. Be sure, of course, to warm up and cool down with easy running for 10 minutes. Tempo runs are good workouts when you're ready. Here we're talking about a 10-minute warm-up, then 20 minutes or so of running somewhere between your 10K and half marathon pace. That means going the pace you think you can race for an hour, but only doing it for 20 to 30 minutes. You can also run with a group or run alone. Don't always run alone or with a partner. Mix things up. You can also find new routes. Don't always run the same ones. Try running on a track. Try running in a different neighborhood. Try running on a treadmill or on trails. And finally, after you've done a few 5Ks, sign up for a 10K. Then sign up for a half marathon. Then a marathon. But do this one step at a time. Most of all, enjoy your runs. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, How to Go from Sedentary to Running in 5 Steps by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Leo outlined this process really nicely. As I mentioned yesterday, running was never my favorite activity, and it's still not my favorite. On cardio days, I would choose to do almost anything else other than run. But, again, as I mentioned yesterday, I've come to respect and appreciate running as a way to clear my mind. Now keep in mind, this is coming from a person who, in gym class back in junior high and high school, couldn't finish one full lap around the track without stopping. But when I started getting into improving my fitness in college, I targeted this weakness, and as Leo mentioned, very gradually built up my stamina. Now, I am still not a great long-distance runner. Running a 5K still wipes me out. But a quick one-mile run as a warm-up before I hit the weights makes me feel accomplished. For me, it's a huge accomplishment. I was like a 12-minute, 13-mile kind of kid in high school. And now to be able to run a mile in under 10 minutes as a warm-up to a workout, to me, that's huge. I've learned that incorporating running into my routine also makes every other exercise easier, and vice versa. So when you regularly incorporate running into your routine, you'll find that walking up the stairs instead of taking the elevator feels a lot easier. Your high-intensity interval training sessions won't feel as exhausting. You start to appreciate yoga more. And vice versa, meaning when you change up your routines on days you're not running, you'll find that your runs might feel easier. So I hope Leo and I have convinced you to at least give running a try. We promise it's worth it. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a wonderful week. Thank you as always for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.